I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Ed McBroom for a legislative update. We talked about his visit to the Marquette area this past weekend for the UP 200 and more. Here's Ed McBroom.
It was a busy weekend, and you know, of course, one of the crown jewels of UP wintertime is UP 200. And you know, it was great seeing you there, Walt. And you guys do a great job keeping the crowd involved and whooped up at the starting line. And you know, it's over the years, especially a tribute to John Kivala, we've gotten a lot of interest from downstate legislators to come up to Marquette for the festivities, to bring their families up and see the start of the race. I think this year we had around 20 legislators, and that's just huge to get them up to the UP. They all are like, oh, it's such a long drive.
Yeah, exactly.
But they enjoyed it, and you know, we're happy to get them up here and show them just some of the things that are going on in the UP, and they're always surprised. You know, so many of them still, I think that it's some just like, well, there's some hunting shacks up there, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly. And I'm sure that that's what's nice about having your colleagues come up on this visit, both from the House and the Senate, to see, because there's a lot of showcasing that goes on, in particular in the Marquette area, while they are here.
That's right. And, you know, some years we've been able to schedule visits to various industries, mining, forestry, and other things while they're here. This year, there was a lot more activities going on, so we did less touring of industries and more of the activities.
Let me ask you this. How important is this kind of thing in terms of you getting things passed in Lansing, both, you know, with those in your party and across the aisle, when you can do things where you get a chance to get outside of the chambers and get outside of the bubble of Lansing? How important is that in building the relationships that are needed to get legislation passed?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I'm so glad you bring it up, because it's tremendously important. And, you know, the ability to establish rapport and a relationship with folks over, you know, dinners and over fun events like this, you know, it's critical, not just on UP-centric issues, not just on, you know, the Great Lakes Sports Rec Commission and things like that, but it really helps us whether we're looking for help for the universities, the colleges, to explain to people our road funding issues and help them understand that, you know, we can't just send all our road funding money to Southeast Michigan. All these things become really important to our downstate colleagues when we go to talk to them for help. And so, yeah, these attractions, just we're proud to show them off, but we're also working in a way when we invite them up here and get them to come.
Now, we're talking with State Senator Ed McBroom here this morning. One thing that came out of your office the other day is you kind of put on the old hockey jersey and a stick because there's something coming up here actually pretty quick that you've kind of gotten involved with a little bit. Tell me about what's going to be happening with the Battle of the Bridge veteran hockey game.
Yeah, it's an exciting opportunity. I received a call a few weeks back, and they said, hey, would you and Ken Horn do some publicity for us? It's an event to raise money for veterans at the Jacob Eddy Home. And so they played their game downstate already. Now they're coming up to D Stadium or D Arena in Houghton. And so these teams are made up of veterans. These hockey players are veterans, and they're taking all the money that they raised to put on these two games and donate to the Jacob Eddy Home. And so if folks are interested, certainly please go up to Houghton this coming Saturday. I believe the game is at 8 o'clock, but you have to check in just to be sure, because I might be off. Support the veterans. Enjoy a great game. You know, Ken and I made a friendly wager just to try to up the ante a little bit and make for good press release.
Yeah, he's
a chicken dinner or a pasty dinner.
Yeah, he's a state senator also, and you put up a pasty dinner, and he's got the chicken dinner from Frankenmuth on it. So I hope it goes well.
when they're raising money for Jacob Eddy, either outcome goes well.
That's State Senator Ed McBroom with a look at what's going on in our community. I'm Walt Lindelaw.